Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's clear to me that things are moving to the cloud, whether it's new businesses or existing businesses. I talked to a lot of Checkpoint customers, and there's pressure from one way or another to move things into the cloud to either make it easier or save money or whatever. And I think a lot of organizations and a lot of people will adopt something without fully understanding what that means. Because they're not necessarily because they want to be in the cloud. They want a specific result. They want things to be easy, simple, and to just work. And I think we've actually done our, in IT, we've done kind of a disservice to businesses in a sense, because we've made our IT infrastructure so infinitely complex, right? And to meet all of the different requirements that they had, and obviously we're doing what we're told in the sense is because, the business wants these things. And in order to achieve, these specific objectives, there's all this technology that has to be employed. And it's done in such a way that you create this huge mess. And I remember my buddy Kelman has a slide that he uses in his presentations where he walks through all of the different technologies that we add into networks because of all the different requirements that have come up over the years. And so, things used to be relatively simple and now they're really complex. And as I say, we have done, our business is a disservice because now we've got all this technical debt that's coming in. And moving all of that to the cloud isn't necessarily going to make it better, but the reality is that I look at the cloud. I look at it as an opportunity to get things right. And instead of focusing on, we have to still meet some of the requirements, but if we take a different approach on things, instead of doing it the way we had been doing it and doing it a different way, we can actually meet the requirements a different way. For example, right? You talk about data security in the cloud. Well, if we actually encrypt all of the stuff, right? When we put it in the cloud, who cares where it is, right? It doesn't, if you can use something like the blockchain to actually encrypt the data and put it, wherever it happens to be the cheapest at the time, at that point, if we've done our work on the data, we've used the best cryptography that we can and everything, who cares where it is, right? It really doesn't matter at that point because, the odds of somebody getting it, it's going to take some significant math to break some of that crypto. So, again, if it's done right, and that's, we can do the same thing with our applications, right? Instead of taking exactly what we did and do it in the cloud, let's do it a different way. Let's do it in the way that makes sense in the cloud. And this, automate and orchestrate as much as we can, right? And when you do that, you can simply build security in as part of the process. It's not just something that is added. Or if you build the app right, you don't have to go in and try and add security after the fact. That's a lot of what we had to do over the last 20, 30 years is, things got built without security in mind. Then we go try to add security in and inevitably things happen, right? That's why people blame the firewall and that kind of stuff. So I think we need to take this opportunity to start over. Right. And I think if I had my way, right, that's what you'd do is you'd start over with a greenfield and say, here are the things, here are the requirements that we have. Let's do things a new way. Right. And don't use so many of the old ways, because if we just take the old ways and move them to the cloud, as I said, you're not going to get anywhere. But the companies that figure this out the quickest are going to be the ones that, eat everybody else's lunch. Right. Because, when the cloud actually works, when you've got the cloud working, right. I mean, it's amazing what can happen in terms of infrastructure. It just spins up and spins down, as needed, right? Without any intervention. And, rather than going in and troubleshooting when things go wrong, you spin up another one, right? And maybe you do have to go in at some point, if you really deployed it wrong, but all stuff you can test, right? Outside of production. And as I say, you don't upgrade individual components. You simply roll out the next version and bring in the new stuff, right? This is, these rapid deployment models can work for everything, right? And load balance all the things, and you don't have to worry about, you can't make like big things, right? At a certain scale, If you're trying to filter, you know, I don't know, 100 gigs of traffic, and you're trying to do all the, you know, do all the next gen stuff on it, like the stuff that Checkpoint sells, you know, building a box that big is just ridiculous, right? But if you break it up into smaller pieces, then it can be done. And so, you know, when you build all your infrastructure and you build it in a way that you say, okay, the stack supports a certain amount of traffic, and you can test it, and you can say, yes, this is, you know, when I got these components together, it does this. And so, okay, well, if I need to support double that, right, then I just spin up another stack of it and load balance, or, you know, and again, if you need more capacity, you just, you know, you auto scale and create more of them. And then when that load goes away, then you turn them off. I mean, you know, and that changes a whole lot of things in IT, right? When your assets come and go, you know, in a matter of seconds, in some cases, right? That changes a lot of things, right? And so all of the overhead that security adds, you know, the way we do it today it's too much, right? And the business, again, the businesses that figure this out first are going to eat everybody else's lunch, because it's going to happen so quick and so fast that you know, humans can't react. So, you know, we have to be able to, you know, to automate and orchestrate all the things. And it's time for, you know, organizations to, you know, yeah, automate security as part of that process. It's, you know, it's important. And so maybe in 2017, that's what you should be looking for, is how to automate and orchestrate your security so that it, along with it, with all of the rest of your business processes, so that you're meeting the business needs and enabling business and enabling things to be secure rather than being an impediment.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.